For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Welcome back to The Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So, I have a client, and we'll call him Andre, who works hard all year at a demanding job, and he could really use a vacation. But every year he does the same thing. For 1 week, in the middle of July, he goes to the same waterfront hotel about an hour's drive from his home. He leaves the rest of his vacation time on the table. And after many years of doing this, he's let months and months of vacation time slip away. Now, Andre would love to travel more, to get away from the New England winter, to visit friends in his home country in Eastern Europe, but his worries won't let him. And Andre's predicament is surprisingly common. For him, the primary worry is, what if I get sick? And so he justifies going to the hotel because if he were to get sick, his wife could easily drive him home to their local hospital. Now, for you, you might worry about getting lost, contracting a foreign disease, or falling victim to a bombing or a terrorist attack. You might be wary of being in an unfamiliar place with an unfamiliar language. Or it might just be free-floating anxiety that something bad will happen. Frogs, locusts, and boils, anyone? Besides, is a vacation truly a break if you're anxious about getting there, getting back, and everything in between? No matter what, from leaving your passport in a taxi to leaving your undercooked lunch in a hastily found restroom, we've got you covered like comprehensive trip insurance. So check out these four travel fears and what to do about them. So fear number one is you're worried about large-scale tragedy, like accidents, terrorists, or other violence. Now, plane crashes, public shootings, and trucks plowing into a crowd make worldwide headlines. Why? Well, not only because they're tragic, but because of four factors made clear in a 2002 paper that followed the September 11th tragedy. In the paper, researchers pointed out that in the months after September 11th, many people chose to travel by car rather than by air, thus increasing their risk of being in an accident. Car accidents are by far more common than air accidents. Then, after the subsequent anthrax attacks, many people took prophylactic antibiotics, thus contributing to the development of treatment-resistant bacteria, again, accelerating future risk. So why did so many of us make irrational decisions that felt safer, but actually weren't? Well, the paper points out that we're much more likely to be irrationally afraid of things that are uncontrollable versus controllable, grisly rather than mundane, novel rather than something we've lived with for a long time, or a cause of multiple deaths at once versus one death at a time. So that's why mass shootings, terrorist attacks, and plane crashes are so anxiety-provoking. They fall into all four of the, quote, irrational categories. They're uncontrollable, grisly, novel, and a cause of multiple deaths. So this is why these fears are so much more widespread than, say, fear of car accidents or fear of heart disease, which just happens to be the actual leading cause of death. Here's the bottom line. These tragedies do happen, but the chances that you'll be in the exact wrong place at the exact wrong time are minuscule. So chalk up your fear to the four reasons and make the rational choice instead. Fear number two. You're worried about anti-Americanism or other xenophobia. Now, it's not just Americans traveling abroad that make locals roll their eyes. Plenty of countries come with their own tourist cliches. No matter where you're from, instead of worrying about being given a foreign stink eye, be a positive ambassador from your country. Be an example of a respectful, curious tourist, and you'll not only get a friendly reception, but leave locals rethinking their stereotypes. Fear number three, you have free floating anxiety of the unknown. And the great unknowns of traveling breed stress. Each new day brings with it new foods, new streets to navigate, new sights, and new mind-boggling public transportation systems. So to counter all the newness, create your own source of familiarity by sticking with some old routines. Do what you love, just in a new place. Drink a cup of your favorite tea every morning. Write in your trusty journal every evening. Ask at your hotel or hostel for a good running route and pound the pavement in your usual shoes. Even if your circadian rhythms and GI tract are out of their routine, trusted habits can establish a sense of constancy and control amidst the irregularity, pun intended, of travel. Fear number four, you're worried because you don't speak the language. This is the bane of all perfectionists. You think if you aren't fluent, with a great accent to boot, you'll be laughed all the way home. Not so. All you have to do is look like you're trying. So commit a few key phrases to memory. Where is the bathroom? Excuse me. Please. Thank you. And of course, how much is this? I would like, combined with pointing and please, will get you through any menu, bakery case, or farmer's market. Throw in the numbers 1 through 10 for addresses, phone numbers, and cost, and you're golden. In most tourist destinations, you'll be the 100th bumbling tourist the waiter, store clerk, or taxi driver has encountered that day anyway. So as long as you bumble with a smile, you're way ahead of the game.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, anxiety occurs when things are uncertain. And unfortunately, when traveling, many things, from the weather to street closures to your immune system's robustness, are uncertain. So here is the tip for any worry. Make a plan, but remember the 80-20 rule. Okay, on any trip, something will probably go wrong, whether it's as minor as a lost-in-translation order at a restaurant that gets you pasta in squid ink, this happened to me, or as major as getting evacuated from your hotel due to a citywide flood. Ditto. But guess what? You can handle it. If you have a mental merry-go-round of a few big concerns, come up with a plan for each of them. If your luggage got lost, what would you do? If you got lost, what would you do? For my client Andre, who was worried about getting sick, we talked about what he would do if he got sick in a faraway locale. And it seemed simple. But once it dawned on him that most resorts and hotels have a clinic, or that he could simply ask hotel staff to help him get to a local hospital, he felt more at ease. Now, here's the catch. By safeguarding against mishaps, you may be able to reduce your anxiety. But anxiety is slippery. Solve one problem, and another, but what if, often pops up. Enter the 80-20 rule. You can prepare for 80% of mishaps with 20% of the effort. Read travel blogs and reviews to find out where to go, photocopy your passport and credit cards, get trip insurance if it makes you feel better, and don't get rip-roaring drunk and then wave your money around. Reasonable. But then draw the line. If you find yourself on Google Maps mapping out escape routes from Roman piazzas in case of a terrorist attack, or programming the addresses of Hawaiian hospitals in your phone, you've probably gone too far. Ask if you're preparing for something likely, or if it just feels likely because you're scared, or because of the four reasons from fear number one. Here's a good litmus test. Would you instruct a friend to do the same thing? In Andre's case, I asked if he'd advise a friend, "Hey man, make sure you only travel within an hour from your home in case you get sick." Andre actually laughed, and the next time I saw him, he had booked a trip to the Bahamas in February. Now, to bring it on home, or away from home, as it were, anxiety makes you feel incapable. It tells you the world is dangerous. As a result, it keeps your world small. So instead, do what you want, not what your anxiety wants. And the next time you get packing, you'll be able to send your travel anxiety packing too. Now, if you have a specific fear of flying or driving that's keeping you from traveling, check out the transcript of this episode at quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist, where I'll have links to two episodes about how to overcome your fear of flying and another on how to conquer your fear of driving. And I'll also post links to all these articles on Facebook. Thank you so much for making The Savvy Psychologist a part of your life. Never miss a thing when you sign up for the newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. As always, you can listen on Spotify, follow on Twitter at QDT Savvy Psych, or like on Facebook, where there are always links to episodes no longer available on iTunes. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and The Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you all next Friday for a happier, healthier mind.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro-distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah. For the mountain kind.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.